Because of the way the Gospel of John was written, the narrative lectionary's following of the timeline, we read the text that includes Jesus' last meal with his disciples weeks ago. And since then, we've journeyed deeper into that night, through now to the next morning, where Jesus is hanging on a cross. He has given up everything, his power, his dignity. He hangs there as a man who has released everything. Everything except for one thing. Up to the very end, he loves. He loves the world so much that he's hanging there in agony. And he shows us that in some of his last words, which are a commending of his beloved mother to the care of his beloved friend. Woman, here is your son. And then he looks to the beloved disciple and says, here is your mother. In his last moments, Jesus was taking care of the people who were close to him, caring for one who would be likely worst affected by his death. And then, those words that hit so hard, no matter how many times I read them, it is finished. On this night, we gather together to eat and drink, to remember and to be remembered. In every sense of this word, we both remind ourselves what has happened, why it happened, and what it has accomplished. And we are remembered once again, united with Christ through his offering of body and blood, remembered into the great body of Christ that, even though it dies, lives. And so we gather to remember that it is finished is only half of the story. Death is act one, but act two will not disappoint us. It will bring with it new life, new hope, new reason to continue on in this life of remembering and being continually remembered into the body of the living Christ. Act two, called New Life, will help us to see that Jesus was not just a guy who made friends with the wrong people. He was a man who created a kingdom where all of us are welcome, equal, and united. Jesus, the Son of God, came to show us a new, better way. A way that we could never have imagined without him. A way that couldn't have happened without him. And though every single time those words hit me like a punch in the gut, it is not finished. But we cannot appreciate Act Two if we don't know Act One. So tonight and tomorrow, we will sit in the discomfort. We will watch as the chancel is stripped, and we will hear the psalmist cry out to God. Tomorrow, we will gather silently and sit in the terrible company that is death. We will remember for the sake of our Christ, who is hung on a cross and who died in agony, we will remember and we will wait and we will pray for and we will anticipate the next act to come.